Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. One night stand. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. One night stand. Don't take the risk. Especially if you have a partner at home. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. One night stand. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. One night stand. Do you know the risk you are taking from having a one night stand with a complete stranger? You not only risk being killed, murdered, put 6 feet under, but you run the risk of catching an STD. Woo, child. I know it may seem fun, interesting, mysterious. Ooh, no one can catch me, but someone will catch you eventually. The STD man. Or, hell. Ooh, child, let's go over the stats of diseases that are passed on through a one-night stand. Herpes. 3 to 7% catch herpes during a one-night stand from vaginal sex. Anal sex, there are no exact data, but believe me, that can be high. Anal sex, Gonorrhea, 20%. Receptive sex, I guess that's oral sex, 84%. And actual sex, 30 to 60%. Chlamydia, 32%. Anal sex. And 4.5% vaginal sex. Syphilis, 51 through 64%. Contracted through vaginal sex or having vaginal sex. Anal sex, 30 to 60%. Oh, that's gross. That is gross. So, that's not it. Syphilis. Did I go over that yet? Syphilis? I think I did. HPV, 4%. Oral sex for HPV is 33% through 85%. Actual sex, 8 to 14%. Wow. What? Honey. Yeah, and most people have one night stand when they're drinking, when they're high, when they're doing drugs. They think about the risk, but they don't really think about the risk. And 9 out of 10 partners have someone at home, a wife, kids at home waiting on them, fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend that they just left. Or they just coming back to and having sex with them. Ugh. Ooh-wee. Did you know that syphilis carries the highest risk for both vaginal and anal sex? With gonorrhea, the second most common type of STD contracted during one-night stand. Oh, my goodness. Where condoms were not used And you know that even when condoms are used, these diseases can still be transmitted, right? Like genital warts, herpes, syphilis, because these diseases are contracted through skin-to-skin contact. So even though he may be wearing a condom, if you touch your intimate body parts against his intimate body parts, or maybe skin to skin, like, I don't know, leg to leg, thigh to thigh, thigh to thigh, I can't even get it out right. Ooh, Now, to mention pregnancies, we're not going to go over pregnancies right now. We're talking about one-night stands, especially guys who have families at home, fiancés at home, leave the one-night stands and go have sex with their partner. If they make it home. You know, a lot of guys get killed, get set up to be murdered when they can't control their little wiener, when they think with their wiener instead of their brain. Like, for instance, this guy was at a bar. He was some kind of investigator. He was sitting in a bar just having a drink. This lady came up. She looked like she was like twice his age. Anyway, she was flirting with him, and they laughed at something because this one lady threw up. She got sick after drinking and threw up, and she's like, "You didn't come to her, did you?" He's like, "No, I don't even know her." They was like, "Ha ha ha." And then she started rubbing on his leg. She started rubbing on his leg. And he looked at her like, "Okay." And she's like, "You want to get a room?" He's like, "Yeah." That quick. Now, shouldn't you be attracted to somebody? Like, maybe he was attracted to her. But, I think he's just lusting. So he paid for their drinks. He was riding her car. She looked like some hooker. He was riding her car. She pulled up to this ratty motel. And he's like, it looks trashy. She looked over to him, and she's like, "So do you." But he was clean cut, you know, investigator. He did not look trashy. She looked trashy. And the motel she took him to looked trashy. He still went anyway. He could have said, "No, nah, I'm changing my mind." Even though he was riding in her car, I don't know why he didn't drive. That's another red flag. Like, why would you ride in the car of the stranger you know nothing about? So they went. They went to the front counter. He paid for the hotel. $300 a night. Well, $300 for like 4 or 5 hours or something like that. You know that's a shady place. Like, who rents hotels by the hour? Anyway, he was all excited. He got undressed, jumped on the bed, like, you know, child, like, "Ooh, jumping on my first bed." He jumped on the bed all naked. He's like, "I'm not even going to take my socks off of you. That's how kinky you make me," or something like that. Then she came out with her lingerie on, with a whip. Oh, she had a shirt or something, just whipped him. He was talking. She's like, shut up. Then she tied his hands to the bedpost. He's like, oh, this is so 80s. Ha, ha, ha. She was teasing him, you know, like rubbing on his leg, you know, do all that. And then she act like she was going down. He had his eyes closed. But then when the person went to rub on his leg, on his thigh, it was a man. He opened his eyes up. A man was on him, on top of him with the needle. And the man injected some lethal dose in him. And he was convulsing, shaking for quite a few minutes. Phone was coming out of his mouth. And that was it for him. So his one night stand turned deadly because the hooker set him up. Now I know this guy, investigator, he heard of this happening before. Men getting set up to get killed and robbed when they plan a one night stand. Like, come on now. So that was the end of him. So he didn't have a chance to catch gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, HIV, because he was murdered. Now, I came here to talk about men and one night stands. I want to say men do it the most, but most of the time men do it with women. So how can we say men do it the most when women are their partners? They're having a one night stand with. Think about that. So men and women, like, that's nasty. That is just nasty. But more women get killed, murdered, from having a one night stand. But most men that have a one night stand are married, have girlfriends at home, have girlfriends that live in separate houses, have fiancés. Like, that's what I want to talk about. Like, how can you be so weak to risk your life, to risk your partner's life by taking the chance of having an STD passed down to you? And I've seen people with syphilis and gonorrhea on TV. Like, they have bubbles coming out of their skin. And people say, oh, I can just take some medicine. Medicine doesn't cure every disease. Yeah, they have cures for HIV or pills to make HIV disappear or not detectable. But why would you want to take that risk and pay all that money for a pill to hide the disease or make it undetectable when all you had to do was wear a condom or not have a one-night stand with a total stranger? Now, this is for grown-ups over the age of 40. Now, like, young people, teens, 20s, okay, you have a lot to learn. Like, if you do it once, twice, you should know better by then. I'm talking about people 40 and over. Like, you're old enough to know. You heard many stories about HIV, STDs getting passed along. And this world is so gross. Like, people are not trying to have a long-term relationship. People are in it to trick other people. Like, why spend all that energy lying and playing games just to not make it work? Or just to, I don't know, have fun or hurt somebody. That is sick. That's a sick business to be in. Like, wow. What kind of morals did you have? Obviously none. If you're just in it to play the game, to trick somebody, to hurt somebody, to hurt somebody's feelings. People have no conscience. People have no emotions. Or the only emotion they have is anger. I don't get it. You ask, what is the easiest STD to catch? HPV, human papilloma virus. It's so common that most sexually active people will get it at some point in their lives. Many HPV infections clear up on their own, but some strains can cause serious health issues like genital warts or cancer. This is why HPV is so easily transmitted. Skin-to-skin contact. HPV is spread through direct skin-to-skin contact during sex, including the vagina, including vaginal, anal, and oral sex. Oh my goodness. A large percentage of sexually active people are infected with HPV. So it's most likely that your sex partner will have HPV. Condoms can reduce the risk of HPV, but they are not completely effective because they don't cover all the areas of the skin.
And there goes your skin-to-skin contact.
If the condom's not put on right, if the condom is slipping down, if the condom's come off, or if the jerk pulls it off, or deliberately puts a hole in it while putting it on. I have some nasty men do that. It's gross. That's why you can have skin-to-skin contact. Because the condom is not covering that little Peter all the way. And many people with HPV don't have any symptoms. And that is making it easier to transmit it without knowing. Some people may know they have HPV, but they don't care if they transmit it. Because that's their goal, to make other people miserable. To make other people unhappy because they have nothing to lose. Like, they're just sick in the head, evil, and want to make other people miserable. You want to know what's the worst STD for guys? HIV. This is one of the most well-known and deadly STDs. It attacks the body's immune system, targeting CD4 cells, which are essential for fighting infections. You should get tested after having a one-night stand. You want to know what STD is not curable?
HIV, herpes, hepatitis B, and HPV. These infections can be managed with medications to control the symptoms and complications, but they live in the body for life. They live in the body for life. HIV, herpes, hepatitis B, and HPV. They live in the body for life. So if you want to take that risk and having a one-night stand with a total stranger or somebody you just met, or you continue to have unprotected sex with your boyfriend or husband who you know is cheating, take that risk. But prepare to pay and be on medicine for the rest of your damn life. Yep. If you don't know, or you need to be reminded, HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, attacks the immune system and can lead to AIDS, if left untreated. There's no cure, but effective medications can suppress the virus and allow individuals to live a longer life. Herpes? Herpes caused by the simplex virus, HSV-1 and HSV-2, can cause painful sores and blisters. Once infected, the virus remains dormant in the body and can reactivate without outbreaks. Hepatitis B primarily affects the liver. While the vaccine is there to prevent it, those infected with it can have chronic hepatitis B and cannot be cured and may face long-term liver damage. HPV, human papillomavirus. That's the most common STD, like I mentioned earlier. While some strains can clear on their own, others can lead to cervical cancer or genital warts. There's no cure for HPV itself, but treatments can address the symptoms and prevent cancer from spreading or growing or developing. Oh, you asked what's the quickest STD to show up? Gonorrhea. That's not the quickest, but it takes 1 to 28 days. Genital herpes, genital and oral herpes, 2 to 12 days. Trich, 5 to 28 days. Chlamydia, 1 to 3 weeks. HIV, 2 to 4 weeks. Hepatitis B, 8 to 22 weeks. HBV, 1 month to 10 years. 1 month to 10 years for HPV. Oh my goodness. Syphilis, 3 weeks to 20 years. So you can have syphilis in your body for 20 years and not show up. Wow. So you can stop having sex at age 50 and in your 70s, syphilis can show up. Baby. Wow. Did you know there was a new STD going around? STI? Mycoplasma genitalium. Sometimes called MGN or MG. It's a bacteria that can cause various reproductive tract infections. It's becoming more recognized as a significant concern due to its increasing prevalence and potential complications. So it's not really new. It's just showing up more. And there's no symptoms with this. Complications, PID, and infertility. Baby, that's why. No. I haven't dated. I haven't went on a date. I haven't in 5 years. Ooh, woo. I want to be in a relationship, but I'm scared. I'm scared. So, if you're with somebody and you feel or see bumps on the buttocks, that's genital herpes. Either blisters or sores on the buttocks. Oh, you say what's the sneakiest STD? Chlamydia. That's one of the most common STDs. Up to 75% of women and 50% of men do not know they have chlamydia because they don't have any symptoms. They don't show any symptoms. If untreated, chlamydia can lead to serious health problems such as PID and infertility. Oh, so you want to know which STD can cause craziness now? Syphilis. Syphilis enters the nervous system and travels to the head, where it can cause blindness, psychiatric problems, and other trouble. And syphilis is 100% curable. Along with trick. Ooh-wee. The most transmitted STDs are chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. I don't hear people talk about STDs too much. Like when HIV first came out, it used to be on news all the time, and like warnings, and I used to see commercials of gonorrhea and syphilis, you know, go to the clinic when I was younger. I don't see that anymore. So, they didn't go away. It's just not being talked about as they should. As much as they should. Excuse me. Whoa. Four new STDs are Shigella, Lymphogranulomatosis venereum, Mycoplasma genitalium, and Neisseria meningitis. Oh my goodness. And these can be transmitted sexually. Did you know that Zika virus, you know, from mosquitoes, can also be transmitted sexually and can cause serious birth defects? Ooh, that's crazy. baby. The STDs that make you bleed like you're on your period are chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomoniasis. They all cause abnormal bleeding. So, it's wise to go get checked by your doctor every year. Even if you don't have sex, don't have a sexual partner, don't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, go to the doctor every year and run an STD panel, because some of these diseases don't show up right away, especially syphilis. It can take 20 years. Last but not least, I'm going to tell you what disease makes you throw up. So if you're feeling sick to your stomach, and you think you're pregnant, but you haven't had sex, or you're on the birth control pill, or you don't think you could be pregnant, if you're throwing up, if you have nausea, vomiting, you could have syphilis, hepatitis A, hepatitis C, or HIV. Those diseases make you throw up. So, be vigilant. Do not go on one-night stands with total strangers. Do not ride in other people's cars. If you just met them at the bar 20 minutes earlier, if something seems off, don't go. And always use protection. If you make it through the one-night stand. As always, don't take that risk. Don't take that risk. Don't take that risk. Think with your brain, not with your wee-wee. Till next time.